one. We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I have somebody who's going to talk about money. And I think it's such an important subject that causes people to lose lives, their life. They lose control of what they are. They don't really understand themselves. And money just becomes a dirty subject. My guest today is Dr. Noah St. John, author of Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. How are you, Dr. Noah?
I'm doing great. And yes, that is the topic. Get rid of your head trash about money. And yeah, it is, as you stated, it is a very important topic and one that a lot of people don't talk about a lot.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Money is either something that you believe is easy and plentiful, or we think it's the worst thing in the world because we have a depression mindset. If our parents were from the depression, we're going to be in this mindset like there's never enough money. Correct. Nothing will ever feel good about it. And then there's other people that don't care and they throw caution to the wind, while there's other people that know how to create money, keep money, and understand how much of a tool it is. Is that one reason why you wrote this book?
Well, really, I've written 18 books pretty much on this one subject. If you see behind me, all these books here that are mine that I published over the last 25 years. So yeah, I've basically written 18 books on this one topic because it is so important. And it is about taking out, getting rid of your head trash about money. So people ask me, well, okay, what is head trash? So head trash, if you think about your goals, for everyone listening to the program, think about what it is that you want, all right? So think about where you are right now and where you want to be in the next 12 months, right? I call that your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The problem is that when you look at where you are and where you want to be, there's these things in the way, there's a gap. But what causes that gap for many, many millions of people is what I call head trash. So head trash is a voice in your head that says, man, I really want that thing, but I can't do it because dot, dot, dot. And then you just fill in the blank, right? Oh, no, I want to make more money, but I can't do it because I'm too old, because I don't have the right connections, because I can't afford it, because I don't have the time, because I'm married, because I'm divorced, because I'm a Martian. I mean, we have so many excuses, right? And I've heard them all over the last 25 years. But the point is that because I've developed these systems and methods and processes to help people literally take out their head trash so they can reach their goals so much faster, we've helped our clients add 6, 7, and even 8 figures to their business in record time while winning their lives back. So it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter.
And so working smarter, give me some examples of what you mean. So you're really looking at entrepreneurs, business owners, right? In this book.
But I mean, it can be anybody. I mean, we work with teenagers. We work also a lot with veterans, you know, are coming back, let's say from deployment, and, you know, they really want to start or grow their business. But, you know, CEOs, chiropractors, network marketers, literally dozens and dozens of industries over the last quarter century. So the point is, here are some things you can do real quick. Number one, I want you to get very clear for everyone listening, get very clear on what it is that you want. Now that sounds simple. It's like, okay, always say and set your goals. We've heard that a million times, but you'd be shocked at how many people don't really know what they want. They're not really clear on it. They say, well, no, you know, I want to make more money. Okay, here's $5, go away. No, that's not good enough, right? We got to get a lot clearer than that. So what are your main goals? Again, they call it your pot of gold over the next 12, 18 months. Number two, I want you to look at your head trash around that very topic. As soon as you say, hey, Noah, you know, I want that thing, the next thought for most people is, oh, I don't think I can do it. I'll give you a quick example, right? One of my clients, his name's Charles. I asked him this very simple question that everyone can ask themselves right now. Charles, how much do you think your head trash is going to cost you this year? In other words, I asked him, if we don't take out your head trash, if we don't get this problem fixed, how much do you think it's going to cost you this year? How much do you think you're going to lose? And he said, listen, I'm going to lose $1 million. If I don't take out this trash, if I don't fix this problem, I'm going to lose $1 million. I said, I'll tell you what. You pay me 10% of that million, and I will find you that million in the next 12 months. So he paid me $100,000. I mean, that's 10% of a million, right? I didn't find him $1 million in 12 months. I found him $1.5 million in 10 months. So that's how powerful these processes are.
And what makes it so that gives you, what is your superhuman strength or your genius that makes you do that?
Well, part of my genius is helping people to understand how their mind really works. And I know that sounds kind of woo-woo and kind of amorphous, but most people are walking around with this head trash and they aren't even conscious of it, right? So most people are saying to themselves things like, well, I want to do this, but I can't do it. But see, a lot of that is at the subconscious level. So when we work through my processes, like, you know, with Charles, but with all my clients, we have a systematic approach where it's not just, you know, set your goals and think positive. It's really about what's in the way. I call it, most people are driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake, right? So if you're driving to your goal, right, a goal is a destination. It's just like going to a grocery store. But the point is that if you're driving down the road and you have one foot on the brake, it's going to take you a heck of a long time to get there.
No, it's truly,
Right. And so what most all the gurus out there are doing are saying, hey, get motivated, you know, psych yourself up. And what they're basically saying is step on the gas harder. My point is, listen, if you have one foot on the brake and one on the gas, does it really help you to step on the gas harder? Not
because
really.
Here's the thing. You're going to ruin your car faster. Here's the thing that can keep you from doing it. First of all, mindset saying, I just can't do it. You know what? Oh my gosh, I can't get out of my comfort zone. I just can't do it. Or, you know what? I don't deserve this. That these things in your head when you're talking to a potential client who could be a really good client for you, or it could be a really big opportunity. And if we're talking like a product, I'm going to get out there and I'm not going to market it enough. I'm not going to, if I have just an author, I'm not going to go do 20,000 podcasts. I'm not going to go do book signings. They don't really like me. Or when I do give my elevator pitch, they say,
Because
in your mind, you're like, I don't feel worthy. Right. How much is that when you talk about head trash, that you in your mind are already deciding it's going to fail?
That is a big, big part of it. You know, that's why a big part of what I do as a coach is to believe in people before they even believe in themselves. I'll give you another example, right? I was working with another one of my clients, and she's a 68-year-old woman named Tamisa, and she's really vibrant and vivacious, great personality, but she was holding herself back because she's like, well, I've tried everything already. You know, this sounds like all the same stuff, but she's, you know what? I'm going to take a risk. She signed up with me and hired me as a coach. And what happened was I was able to help her really identify these beliefs that were just holding her back that she wasn't really aware of. And in 3 weeks, she tripled her investment with me. In 3 weeks. I mean, and you can watch all these videos on our website. I mean, you can see incredible stories, real people, real stories that have changed your life just really by, number one, identifying their head trash. And then number two, really taking active steps to take it out so that they don't have to hold themselves. They don't have to drive down the road of life with one foot on the brake.
How much do you believe in like manifestation in your teachings? Are you teaching that at all? And understanding, writing things down, saying, and then taking action. Are you believing that? Or is it more your belief system is it's the garbage that keeps you from getting to where you're at? It's
one of the things that makes my coaching different is that we work on inner game and outer game. There's a lot of gurus out there that say, just visualize it and it will come true. Just visualize all the money. And I'm like, what planet is that on? Because I'll move to that.
Do you believe in the visualization? Do you believe in the visualization?
Well, sort of. I mean, not the way they teach it. Not really. I'll give you an example of that because I live in this house. You can kind of see my background here. It's a 6,000 square foot mansion on a hill. We call Success Manor because, you know, my clients love visiting here. But my point is that I couldn't have even dreamed of or visualized a house this good. I found this house, but I didn't visualize it. I just wanted a nice house. I mean, I dreamed of it. But this house is better than anything I could have visualized. So do I believe in it? Sort of, but not really the way that
It's if you believe it, you can achieve it. That's more of it. Like as an athlete, if I'm going to go and say, I'm going to miss this layup every time, I'm not going to make it to the NBA. I can't dunk the ball or hit a three-pointer or hit the foul line and when the game's on, or I'm a backup quarterback that comes in and changes the game. If my mind doesn't believe that, so you believe in the mindset. And so I believe in the secret in the way of if I believe and I write it down, it's going to happen. That's it. Not, I better take action. If I want to land this or grow my business here, I better take action. I can't just sit there on this. And that's what was taught in Beyond the Secret, which I wish they would have taught people before. So these people aren't running around saying, I wrote on my vision board, but are you taking any action to do it?
Right. It's like the person that says, I'm gonna have 6-pack abs. And meanwhile, they're sitting on the couch eating junk food and never exercising. How's that going for you? It doesn't work on planet Earth. Maybe there's a planet it works on, but it ain't the Earth.
And what makes you a more successful coach than other coaches? What do you think it is? Because it's a bloody ocean, man, in coaching.
Oh, man.
I love the idea when you say head trash. I already see what you mean in the visualization. If I look at where I am today than 10 years ago, or if I was in a different business, or even when I was a college basketball player versus when I was a professional wrestler, the head trash did get in my head when I could have made it to the WWE if I had you as a coach. Someone say, Neil, you can do this. You know, just because there is already one person, the reason why you're dealing with this, but when you're young, you don't see that. Now, when you see the vision, and I have the vision, right. I'm like, man, I just turned 50 this year. And now I kind of have a vision to believe in myself. I didn't believe in myself at years before in other professions. And then I finally, the light went on. What makes you a successful coach that, you know, there's tons of coaches out there. What's the difference that makes you different?
Oh, man. One of the things is that I have a systematic approach to mastering your inner game and your outer game. You know, like I was saying, there you have this coaches over here that say all you need to do is focus and visualize it, right? And then it'll just come true. That's not really true. And then you have the other guys over here that are the marketing guys, and they're just like marketing
doesn't do anything. It's both.
Well, let me give you an example, right? I love giving examples and client stories because they really prove the point. I had one client named Adam, and he hired me. His business was at 4 million for 4 years. He was like plateaued. Now, 4 million is pretty good, right? But he was like, why have I thrown hundreds of thousands of dollars at this problem? I hired all these marketing guys and I'm not growing. I said, Adam, because they're not telling you about your inner game. They're not helping you with your inner game. And he hired me. In just less than 15 months, we took him from 4 million that he'd been stuck at for 4 years to over 20 million in less than 15 months. That's a 6X increase, 600%. And you know what? When I was working with him one-on-one, 100% of our talks were about inner game. We didn't talk about marketing and sales. Of course, you have to do all that stuff. You have to do the marketing, the sales, the customer service. That, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're in business, but I mean, no matter what, even if you have a job, you have to do all the job related stuff. That's the outer game. But if you haven't mastered your inner game, and there's really nobody out there, basically they don't have a systematic approach. So I created all these programs and books because I was so frustrated with the industry, with the guru industry. Yeah,
exactly.
They never tell you anything. So I wanted a system to create.
Well, when I look at things, I take some of the secret. I take some of me as an athlete. I found out my top five talents about 7 months ago, and it was a game changer, according to Gallup. My number one talent's ideation, my number two talent's strategy, my number three talent's achiever, my number four talent is competitor, and number five's communication. I thought communication would end up being number one. It wasn't. Right. And once I started to say I can come up with ideas for my clients, because I do social media management done for you, I provide podcast production, celebrity interviews where I connect people with celebrities. They can interview those celebrities with me, and then coaching. I figured out, okay, I know what my best talents are, and I got to focus my attention to grow those talents. It's almost figuring out yourself. And look at Ray Kroc. Look at the older entrepreneurs that finally it took forever for them to blow up. It's just all about having the right mindset, but also the right team. Everyone that's successful has coaches, right? Once you get to a certain level, you have a coach, right? And you have multiple coaches. Is that true or false?
Absolutely true. I mean, I always use the example of Tom Brady. Of course, he is the GOAT. He just retired, but he had multiple coaches. You have a strength coach, a nutrition coach, a limber coach, whatever you call that, being limber, et cetera. So, I mean, yeah, you want to have multiple coaches. I mean, and that's one of the things that people say, no, well, I already have a coach. I'm like, well, that's great. Are they helping? You're like with Adam, he was getting all this marketing help, but no one was helping him with his inner game. And so that's why he was stuck. So the point is that if you feel like everyone listening, if you feel like you're driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake, I mean, that's what we help. We help you get your foot off the brake. And Adam even says, you can watch his video, and he says, everyone else out there is focused on pushing you forward. It's exactly like saying, okay, if you're stuck, just press on the gas harder. Why don't we just get your foot off the brake? Wouldn't that be a lot smarter? And yes, the answer is yes, it is.
So best place, Noah, where can people find you?
It's actually really simple. It's coachmenoah.com. Very easy to remember. Coachmenoah.com. I have a free 11-minute video. It's a video that explains everything that I do in a very short amount of time. So you don't have to sit there for an hour and a half. So coachmenoah.com. And then also, if you want to get the book, Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money, just go to sendmeabooknoah.com. Very easy to remember. See, with a name like
Perfect.
Noah, it's
fun. I love it.
Sendmeabooknoah.com. The book is free. We just ask you to cover the shipping. So that's Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money, sendmeabooknoah.com. And coachmenoah.com.
All right. Thanks again. I appreciate it. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.